the Good News Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm JJ Jeffries. Police are confirming reports that a gunman has been shot and killed in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, where there was gunfire at the country's National War Memorial and then inside the Parliament building. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the shooting in Canada hasn't prompted any changes at the U.S. Capitol.
Police here at the Capitol say they're monitoring the situation at the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa. In a statement, the Capitol Police say they remain at their post-9/11 heightened level of awareness, but there's been no significant modification to their security posture.
Police in Ottawa say shots were fired near a shopping mall close to Parliament. U.S. authorities say three teenage girls from suburban Denver flew to Europe in a possible bid to join Islamic State militants in Syria. And now authorities are looking at their friends to see if they have any similar intentions. I'm J.J.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
The medical examiner who conducted the independent autopsy of Ferguson man Michael Brown concluded that the report filed by Officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed Brown on August 9th, was accurate. The initial report validates Wilson's claims that the struggle began when Brown reached into the police SUV and attempted to wrest control of the officer's gun, according to the St. Louis Dispatch. Medical examiner Dr. Michael Graham found that the testimony given that Brown had his hands up and was retreating from Wilson was incorrect. The Pentagon is confirming that Islamic State group militants were able to seize one of 28 bundles of weapons and medical supplies dropped to Kurdish forces on Monday. Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesman, says the bundle of supplies that fell into Islamic State militants' hands won't make that much difference.
The fact that one or two bundles went astray is not of any real concern to us.
This is USA Radio News.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The Smithsonian Institution, the world's biggest museum and research complex, publicly launched a $1.5 billion fundraising campaign this week, the largest in history for any cultural institution. The effort marks the first organization-wide fundraising campaign for the Washington-based institution, which includes 19 museums and galleries, the National Zoological Park, and 9 research facilities, the Smithsonian said in a statement on Monday. It said more than $1 billion, or two-thirds of its overall fundraising goal, had already been raised during the quiet phase that began in October 2011. The campaign will continue through 2017. Some shoppers at an Oregon drugstore were surprised by a bear cub scurrying down the aisles. Witnesses say the cub first showed up Sunday at a nearby hotel, hopped out a window, and crossed the street to the Rite Aid in Ashland, a city about 15 miles north of the California border. KGW reports that customers took photos and video while police arrived and scooped the little bear into a shopping cart. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is holding the cub until it can be moved to a rehab center or a zoo. There was no sign of its mother. Authorities say the cub cannot be returned to the wild because of its contact with humans. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. All right, friends, we're back here. I've got a report to give you. We had a couple in Green Acres that called in earlier today, and they gave a $600 matching funds challenge, and we had to have that done by 4 o'clock. Well, listen, we got it done by the hair of our chin, and I want to let you know that Nancy from Palm Beach Gardens, we had $250 left there in matching funds. Nancy from Palm Beach Gardens calling in with a $200 gift that was matched with $200. That left us with $50. And then we have a $100 gift from Joanne in West Palm Beach. She's a brand new family member here at WCNO. And that taking that last $50 in matching funds and going over by $50. And then Lillian from Hope Sound giving a gift of $600. That puts us $650 over the challenge and a grand total of $1,850 that we're going to add to our totals. And that means that we're going to hear our doxology right now. And as we listen to that, we'll come back and give you the total updates.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
$600 matching funds challenge was not only doubled, it was tripled, and then some, taking us up to a grand total of $52,715. Listen to this. We have $142,285 to go to reach our goal of $195,000. And that's where we are. The phone lines are open at 888-221-8990 to take your pledge. We're going to be here to 6 o'clock tonight, and I hope that you'll take advantage of this time to pick up that phone and call and to give and to make your pledge to WCNO Radio. I told you earlier today that Team Martech was going to be here this afternoon. Normally every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, they're here talking about their stuff, but they're here to help with the fundraising today. Joe, it's good to see you.
Pastor Tom.
Yes.
Now, careful now.
Yes.
You're supposed to be straightforward. Tell me right like it is. It's good to see me. Just a minute ago, you said, oh, Lord, he's here again.
No, I didn't say that. I said, thank God he's here again.
Oh, something like that. I knew there was some phraseology.
Yes, yes. And Vince Rosino, forensic CPA. I've learned a lot from him over the last few weeks.
Well,
and from
I will tell you this. How long have we been doing this? Do you know?
Well, about, 5 months now? Four or five months?
Whatever it's been.
It's more than that. Since about March or April.
March, April, May, June, July, August, September. That's 6 or 7 months.
6 or 7 months, yeah.
All I know is that it's been a very gratifying experience. And I mean, this was our first effort. Did I ever tell you when I got baptized?
You did. You told me you had a pastor that and I don't recall his name right now, but I know you told the story about being baptized and how he came to you and said, it's about time you get baptized.
Yeah, and it was very close, and it was an interesting thing. This is 1982, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and I'm sitting at home in my shorts and T-shirt.
And he came over.
And I get this phone call,
and
he says, Joe, this is Bill Anderson. And I said, Bill Anderson, Bill Anderson. I know two. One's a country singer and one's a preacher. And he says, well, I can't sing. And I said, oh. He says, well, I'm in the neighborhood and I want to stop by and see you. And I said, okay, come on over. So my wife at the time goes, who's that? And I said, Bill Anderson, you know, Calvary Baptist Church pastor. And she goes, hurry up. You have to get clothes on. Hide that bottle of scotch. Get dressed. Do this. Do that. And I said, no. No, that's not how we operate. She goes, well, you have to. This is the rule. Now, my wife, good Southern girl.
Yep.
Every Wednesday, go to Sunday school. All day Sunday, go to church.
Wednesday night.
You know, and I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful, solid, wonderful Southern family. So she was going according to the rules that her daddy had laid down for her.
Hide the beer, the pastor's here.
That's it. So Bill Anderson comes in. He sits down at the dining room table with me, and we're talking. And he says, Joe, I've been watching you the last few weeks. He said, you're about ready. He said, pretty soon you're just going to walk up to the front and you're going to openly profess your faith. And then the next weekend, I'm going to dunk you up in the tank up there and the water's heated. And I said, Bill, are you sure? He says, most of the time.
Yeah.
And I said to him, Bill, my wife's a little bit concerned at the fact that I'm not overly impressed with you enough to put clothes on and get out of my shorts and T-shirt and the fact that I drink scotch. And he says, I'll tell you what I'll do, Joe. He said, if you don't tell me what to preach, I won't tell you what to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next weekend, I got dunked right in front of 450 people. And it was probably one of the proudest moments of my life. Most, you know, us kids that are raised Catholic, you know, we don't know a whole bunch except we're supposed to do what we do. Stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel. You know, the ritual. So this was quite a revelation. To have this actually happen. And I will never, ever forget the experience or the man that led me there. And it was just a wonderful thing. But that's not why I'm here today.
I know.
But
I'm glad you shared that because, you know, a lot of people out there might need to know that, you know, it's not that terrible of a thing to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find him as Savior. It's really not.
I got to tell you, I feel bad, you know, and you and I have talked about this, Pastor Tom, on a few occasions, maybe less than a half a dozen, I've had the opportunity to lead somebody to Jesus before they die. And, you know, one of my favorite questions when I ask somebody is are you ready to die? And they'll say, well, I'm not looking forward to it, but, you know, if I'm gonna, I'm gonna. And I said, are you ready to meet God? I hope so. And I said, well, then you're not ready.
Then
we need
not
to talk about this.
<That's right. laughs> If you don't know,
then you're not quite ready.
You know, there's an old song they used to sing in the church. Are you ready? Should the Savior call today? And if you can't answer that question, you might need to examine where you're at.
And the word I hope is a lot of people, lot of people. You know, I love the Left Behind series, you know, on Revelations, and when the plane is half empty and all that, people think that they are saved and people they aren't. Whether, you know, fiction is wonderful and all that stuff, but the bottom line is it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to have that put taken care of. Let's just take care of that.
That's right. It gives you peace of mind.
That's it. But that's not why we're here today.
Why are you here today?
See, Team Martech started doing radio shows about 7 years ago, and what we did was put together a team of local professionals. And the local professionals were people that are in business a long time. None of them were young. Most of them are your age or maybe a little younger time than you.
A little younger. There's one or two. Maybe all.
I don't know how you do it.
I know.
Pastor Tom.
But I got anyway,
it's called the patience of a saint.
There you go.
I don't know where
you're being tested. Anyway, every
you know,
week.
You do look a bit like Job now that I think about it.
Wow.
Well, that's an improvement.
That's an improvement. You was Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. You know.
So anyway, what happened is we put this group of Vince Rizzino, CPA, forensic CPA. He's not a young guy. First of all, we didn't want any young people. Why?
Yeah.
If you're going to make mistakes in life, it seems like when you're young, that seems to be the time in life where you do things that are not exactly that you're proud of always. As you don't get younger, you try to avoid those things the best you can, and the word integrity, credibility becomes a critical part of your
life. It's important in ministry. It's important in business. If you're going to go to a CPA or to a financial planner, you want people that are reputable and credible.
So we put together Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, only 35 years in business. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, one of the top agents in the entire world, only been in real estate since 1980. And that's hard for a 30-year-old woman to be in business since 1980. Is that ever?
Yeah.
She may be 29.
Okay.
Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, 25 years in business.
A good group of guys.
Well,
I wanted to ask you some questions today
Craig Fasula quickly. Last one, besides him, attorney. Oh, yeah. We got to throw him in a group. You know,
one of
the
throw him in.
Throw him in.
You know, and is that not a good person there, Pastor Tom?
He is a great guy.
Thank you.
He really is.
This is a solicited statement, folks. Mm-hmm. Here,
yeah, go ahead. Okay. But anyway, you know, today we're doing some fundraising here, and I've been telling the people that you guys were coming in today, and I wanted to kind of direct this today and ask you some questions about, you know, charitable giving. As a financial planner,
right?
There are people out there wondering about, you know, the validity of giving to a charitable organization, either to a church, a radio ministry, or some other benevolence ministry. Is there any wisdom in doing that?
Boy, oh boy, did you hit the right two people today?
Well, I know I did.
Well,
boy, nice softball there, Pastor.
That was really good. You know,
it was a curve. You know,
I think you just lobbed that ball nice and gently.
There you go.
Well, first of all, it has to be an approved charity.
Okay.
Now there's not.
How about a 501c3?
There you go.
That's,
you see,
there it is.
I was kind of fishing
that's
to see
bingo.
if you knew the bingo, right?
Wait, okay.
Flapping around, let's see if you have the bingo flaps.
All right. Well, you see, WCNO is a 501c3.
Well, that's
tax exempt ministry.
You qualify.
And every contribution that someone makes here is tax deductible.
However, let's talk about charitable giving a little bit stronger.
Okay.
First of all, I want you to know that some of the Team Martech members decided to help just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, my girl Nikki called you the other day and said that you were going to either have Joe give an extra $100 or you're going to cut him off at the knees or something like that.
No, she didn't say
something
that.
Similar.
Something
similar. She spoke to somebody else and they just said, Joe said he's given $100 and I think we counted that in already.
Yeah. But on the other hand, we have other people that decided to give money. Do we know anybody else, Vince?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I've got an envelope
probably
here from
me
Vince.
And some of the others.
Probably Vince.
And I have an envelope
Vince
there.
Handed this envelope to the ladies outside.
So that's Vince Rosino, CPA. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to Dan Warren today, our buddy Dan, and I said, Dan says, okay, Joe, you're going to give $100. I'll give $100. Then I talked to Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, right? And I said, okay, Mike, we're all giving $100. And he goes, $100? He says, well, I don't want to look as cheap as the rest of you guys. I'm giving $101. Then I called a buddy of mine up today, this morning, who Vince and I know very, very well. And I said, you know, and let me tell you, he's got a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm asking you a favor. I want you to help this thing that's on Christian radio, and I love doing it, and we're having a real good time with it. He called me right back, and he said, okay, Joe, $500.
All right.
So I think we earned our keep today.
Yes, you did.
Is that okay?
That's wonderful.
Okay, so now let's talk about real charitable giving.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
So let's say somebody's got a substantial estate and they don't like paying inheritance taxes when they die. What might they do, Mr. Vince Rosino?
Well, they don't have to wait till they're dead to give.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that's a clue.
That's wonderful.
Yes, you can absolutely leave a legacy to whatever charitable organization you want and get a deduction against estate taxes for that. But more importantly, you can get tax deductions against your current taxable income.
Right.
If you give either a direct donation, Joe, or you could set up a charitable remainder trust.
Now,
holy cow.
Charitable remainder trusts are very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say now you're worth $10 million. We love people that are worth $10 million. Because the estate tax today means if I die today and I leave $10 million, the government says, we'll let you give away $5.5 million, and there's no estate tax, but every dime over that, we're going to tax you up to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say $2 or $3 million has to go in taxes. And speaking to Richard, He says, you know, I would 10 times rather give my money to a charity than give it to the government. So
there you go. We should talk to him about charitable remainder trust.
No kidding. He's not done yet with me. See, we're still working on it.
Because you know how they work, Joe.
Well, let's go ahead and explain charitable remainder trust.
You know, you can set up a trust designated as this charitable remainder trust. Right. It has to be legal, mm-hmm. legal trust. What happens is you donate it and you could actually earn income off the money that's inside that trust. And then the charitable remainder part is when you die, mm-hmm. what's left in there goes to the charity that you've designated or charities that you've designated.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a current tax deduction for it.
And let's talk about an example. Let's say
limits, and there are limits, by
of
the
course,
way, to that.
But let's say we leave $1 million mm-hmm. in a charitable remainder trust. The way I've seen them work very successfully is, and let's say it's earning 5%. Okay, the giver of the trust might be able to take the 5% income off of the trust, and it would be a taxable consequence to them. But that $1 million will go to the charity upon their death. Mm-hmm. Now, what the charity does in the meantime, they have it on their balance sheet. They consider it an asset. You can walk into any bank because this is an irrevocable donation. I mean, it cannot be.
You can't take it back.
This money is put into this trust, and it is the churches, the radio stations, whatever approved charity
the
is,
ministry.
It is their mm-hmm. money, but they don't get to spend it until the demise of that particular person. However, this is like owning a piece of real estate. It's an asset, and you own it free and clear. So you know at some point down the road, this person is going to not be here anymore, in flesh anyway, mm-hmm. and then the church or the charity gets to count it as an asset. And if they need money, they can go down to any bank in the whole world and say, here's my asset. And they can pledge that asset to the bank, and the bank will say, fine, we will loan you X on that money.
Mm-hmm.
So it can work to everybody's advantage.
So for a church, it would be a great asset to have if they were looking to expand their building program, their outreach ministry, or something like that. It could be a big asset to them.
Tremendous, tremendous. Mm-hmm. And it works both ways. So, and back again to what Richard told me, he says, you know, Joe, I'd rather give this money away than to just donate it to the government, which I'm not positive the government will always spend the money properly. Mm. Can you believe people would say such a thing?
It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. But,
especially
you know,
these days. There's an awful lot of government-provided funds.
So they
might help out to give it to the government.
it might.
I have my tongue in cheek.
I think he's playing devil's advocate over there.
I think he's biting his tongue as hard as he can, but he's doing pretty. I see a little blood coming down your chin here.
It was hard for me to say that.
But so the whole concept of charitable giving, number one, it is a tax deduction right off the
bat. Right.
Right, Vince? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's within limits. And the limits of this, if you're limited to 50% of your adjusted gross income for most contributions. There are other limits, lower limits, if you want to give appreciated property away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? You may have paid $100 for a stock and it's now worth $500. You donate that, you'll get a $500 deduction, but it's limited to your adjusted gross income.
Okay.
Now,
well, what about, you know, the people that are listening out here right now? You know, some of them may be wealthy, some of them may not be.
Mm-hmm.
But the average guy, the working guy out there, are there any advantages to that fella making charitable contributions? You know, we know in the church, people pay their tithe to the church. They give their offerings to the church, ministries, and all of that is tax deductible as long as that church and organization is 501c3 exempt.
Exactly.
And
there's another thing there, Pastor Tom.
Yes.
You must itemize your deductions in order to take advantage of this tax deduction.
And
in
now words, you have to put, you know, when the last time I did my taxes, they were asking when you gave the gift, how much they gave. And if you give a lump sum of over $5,000, that has to be reported.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Regardless of the charity that you give it to.
That's correct, because the Mr. IRS wants to know who you're giving that kind of money to.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly important when you're giving appreciated property. They want appraisals.
Of course.
They want appraisals.
Okay. So like if you donate a van or
a piece of art or whatever, you're going to need an appraisal, and that'll be attached to
Yeah, that 1964 van that I gave to the church that I put an $80,000 value on. They might question it.
And rightfully so. But what, you know, the guys that are calling in today with those gifts of $50, $100, $500, is there any tax advantage to them for contributing to a Christian ministry like this?
It depends, Pastor, on the sum total of all of their deductions for mm-hmm. a year. Because if it's under the standard deduction, then it won't matter. So okay. I'll give you an example. You know, married couple standard deduction, let's say $12,000 for simplicity's sake.
Okay.
If all of your itemized deductions, including this charitable gift, are less than the 12, you'll get the 12 anyway.
You're going to go
you'll get it
default
anyway.
To the standard
You'll
deduction.
Default to the yeah. standard. If you're in a position where, because of your taxes, your mortgage interest, and other things, that you're over that 12, then every dollar thereafter that you give will be deductible.
Deductible. Now, is it
Dollar
for dollar.
Right.
So if your deductions are, if you know that your taxable deductions are going to be more than the standard deduction at the end of the year, then every dollar that you give to WCNO Radio, you can write it off of your tax.
It'll come off. It'll be entered it'll into the pool of all the rest of the itemized deductions. Yeah. And without getting into too much tax complexity, yes. Let's just say a simple answer is yes. There are other limitations, but having nothing to do with the charitable
and so
gift.
A $500 gift might drop you into a lower tax bracket.
Well, it could. Depends on, yes, where you are
where
to begin
break
with.
Even, where the break even.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
now,
if you're right.
Now, when in doubt, folks, you can always give $1,000.
Yeah,
that's right. When in doubt, you could give $12,000, and then you don't worry. It's all going to be deductible.
That's right.
Because anything else above that would be deductible.
That's right. And we have people that can give at that level, but most of the people that are out there, you know, they're looking at their and really, you know, at the end of the year when people are doing their taxes, we get calls from people. Every donation that we send out a donation that says that we're 501(c)(3), tax-exempt ministry, the National Christian Network, doing business. And we also put a statement on there that we didn't always put on there, but about a year ago we had a contributor said that they needed a statement that said that no items of value were received for that donation, and so we have since added that to all of our receipts. Is that necessary?
Yes, and the IRS is particular about this because if you
is that something new?
No, it's been in the law for a while. What they're trying to do is pull out or extract from the gift any valuable things that you may have gotten in return. For example, mm-hmm. if you had a fundraising dinner and you got a dinner out of it, mm-hmm. or you got a gift of some sort back from the
So if people gave a gift to the station and we sent them a T-shirt,
right.
they would have to deduct the value of the T-shirt.
In theory, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It would have to come off the taxable deduction of what you contributed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it wouldn't be 100% in that case.
All right. Well, if you're out there listening right now and you'd like to contribute to the ministry here at WCNO, our phone number is 888-221-8990. And the volunteers are still out there ready to take your pledge of support. And we're going to get to a song. We're going to come back and talk with Joe Martek and Vince Rosino. And we'll talk more about contributions here in just a moment.
Very good.
See, we're not used to
And the song is called Magnified. You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO. It's prayer and praise time. And Joe Martek, Vince Rosino here from the Team Martek program that's normally heard every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on the station. And they're here today to help out they're helping out with the fundraising. They've already made a contribution here today. But we've been talking about charitable trust and things like that and some of the advantages of considering giving to a ministry. And there's some other things that came up during the song that we were talking about that might be of interest to some of you. And I don't know, did you want to finish up on, was there anything left unsaid about charitable trust that you need to?
I think we covered that pretty well.
The main thing there is you get a current tax deduction,
right?
And you can even arrange to earn income from that trust. You can't touch the principal once you set up the trust.
Right. So if a person leaves a charitable trust of $50,000 or more,
whatever the number is,
and they can draw the interest off of it, and they can use that until they're passing. But once they pass, then that gift goes to the ministry or the organization that they leave it.
Let's go back to this example again. Mm-hmm. So now I'm worth $10 million.
Okay.
And I can give $5.5 million to my family, and there's no estate tax. But there's $4.5 million that'll be subject to estate tax.
At 50-plus percent?
Around 50%. And it's a little bit of a graduation, but let's just use 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is you say, I don't want to leave that money to the government. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it to WCNO. So I will get and establish a trust, and I'll put that money in the trust. – at $4.5 million, and that $4.5 million now will pass directly to WCNO when I die, and there's now no estate tax to be paid, and my family gets my first $5.5 million or whoever I designate. But then during the course of my life, if I live a week or 6 months or a year or 10 years, I'm allowed to take the interest or the earnings off of that investment. So let's just say that $4.5 million generates $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year, pick a number. I, as the giver of that trust or the donor of the trust, I then can take that as income. And of course, it'll be subject to ordinary income tax. But the bottom line is, when I die, I just didn't give the government $4.5 million. I give it to WCNO, who can count it as an asset on their balance sheet. And if they need to borrow money, whatever, this is an irrevocable document. That money cannot be touched. And it's a wonderful thing.
It comes right out of your estate, Joe. Yeah. It literally comes out of the estate. And so therefore, it's not subject to the estate tax. Also, it's protected by being irrevocable. Mm-hmm. It's protected so that the intended charity gets the money in the end, because you can't take it back. Once you give it, it's done.
And another subject you brought up while we were done is, what about stock? Of course. Now, there's even another benefit to stock. You know, let's say I bought shares of stock for $10, and now it's worth $100. And if I cash it in, I've got to pay tax on the gain. It's called a capital gain.
That's correct.
I'm looking at my CPA
at 20%.
Okay.
So, today's, depending on your bracket, let's call it 20%.
Let's talk at 20%. Okay, so now I say, fine, instead, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give these X number of shares worth now $100,000 to WCNO. My cost basis is $10,000. I have no taxable consequence to me. WCNO has no taxable consequence because they're a charity. And yet I can get the dividends off of that as long as this is placed in this irrevocable trust, right?
Yes, but I thought you were going to get to the most important part of this.
Which is?
If your cost basis is 10 and it's valued at 100, when you give it away, you get the deduction at 100.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have to have a CPA hanging
out. As opposed to selling it
and paying tax on the 90,
which would be about $18,000, and then having the $68,000 left to then contribute to your charity.
So there's a lot of advantages for contributing to a charitable organization, depending upon the personal situation of the individual.
And then again, you hit it right on the head, Pastor Tom. It depends on the personal situation of each taxpayer. You'd have to check with your advisors about whether how much it makes sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you've given you the general global look at giving through appreciated property, and it does save you tax dollars to do it that way, rather than cash the stock out, pay the tax, and then give to your charity.
No,
you can give directly to the charity, give the stock to the charity,
and the charity does not have a tax consequence because they're a nonprofit, and you now get the tax deduction. Now, what happens, folks, when you get into this situation, and I have clients that have multi-millions of dollars, and these are not what I'm going to call sophisticated people. They don't really do sophisticated tax returns. They just have accumulated a fortune over a period of a long time. So they do a very simple tax return normally. So very often they don't have what I'm calling expert advice. Well, guess what? We happen to know some people in our team that this is what they do. Especially, we have a CPA named Vince Rosino that would be glad to make sure that you do this properly, where it doesn't adversely affect you, but it does positively affect the charity.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the great things that's happened to us as a group, being on WCNO, it's been a very humbling experience, because we have been able to help people that we normally in the past never heard from. But we've had people call us that we've gone out of our way, and I got to tell you, everybody in our group is not poor. Everybody in our group is very blessed. We've all been in business a long, long time. I happen to be, unfortunately, the oldest guy in the group, even though I don't look as old as you, Pastor Tom. But, you know. But the key thing that we've been able to do is help some people, and that's the reason we're here today. We want to make sure WCNO stays, because it's doing a great thing for the community. And us being a part of this has been very, very gratifying. So any way we can help WCNO raise money, we'd be happy to.
And that's why we're here today.
That's right.
We're here today to help the station and to help you fundraise, because it is a good thing. It makes you feel good.
Well, you've given a contribution, and we want to give the people out there an opportunity to do that as well. So if you're listening today and you appreciate some of the information that we're passing along to you right now and getting out there to the community, I think it's important because it might bless your church. It might bless another ministry that you're involved in. There's all kind of ministries. This is information not just for WCNO, but
however, we appreciate you forget the other people and just go straight to WCNO for a while here.
Now that's Joe's opinion.
That's Joe's opinion.
But we got 140,000 left to read in. Let me tell you, every day that I'm not on the air, I have to donate my time.
Well,
so you know, Pastor Tom.
Okay. Well, listen, we have 100. And, we, I don't know where to go. Maybe I ought to play a song, but no.
Well, no.
Seriously,
you can't sing. I've heard you.
Well, I know I can't sing, and that's why I work for a living.
But I haven't heard the phone ring. We have to get that.
We've
phone
got to get the phone ringing, and that's what I was saying is that there's a phone number to call, and that is 1-888-221-8990. It's a toll-free number. You can call. The volunteers are out here waiting for a call to come in. Listen, we are right now just $484 away from that next $1,000 level. That would take us to an even $54,000. We have $141,484 to go. And so every call is important. And so if you can call and give today, we appreciate your call. We appreciate that. Remember, we are a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry, and when you give and you pledge your support to WCNO, it does make a difference. And, you know, we're talking about people maybe in their portfolio leaving a charitable trust, donating stock.
Or even donating stock.
Donating stock,
right now.
Yeah.
Stock. We've had people call up and say, you know, I've got this item, I have that item. I want to donate it to you. Well, sometimes, you know, it's not an item that we can use, but maybe there's someone else out there. We'll be glad to direct you. Maybe there's another charitable organization that could use something that you have. You know, sometimes I know there's some ministries in the area that provide cars to single mothers that don't have a car. They'll take a donation, they'll fix that car up and give it to a lady that needs it. On items like that, how does that work? Is that deductible?
It's basically the same concept, Pastor Tom. If it's valuable, you got an appraisal on the car.
You have to get an appraisal.
And if it's under $5,000, if you got some sort of a statement of the fair value, mm-hmm. or you had proof of it, the Kelley Blue Book value or whatever, then you could get a deduction.
So if you have a 1995 Rolls Conogli or whatever the car is.
You get the fair market value of it, and you'd get to deduct the fair market value. Now, if it's over $5,000, then you need to get an appraisal on it.
So, where do you get an appraisal on it? You go to a car dealer?
Yeah.
And they'll give you a written statement, tell you what the car's worth.
And then you donate that.
They have the Kelley Blue Book. They'll show your retail, wholesale, et cetera.
Yeah, they'll give you all upside down and sideways.
So yeah, I bet you can probably even get that on the internet. There's nothing you can't pretty much get on the internet.
Well,
anymore.
You can get a printed, but would you need a real... I mean,
they want somebody to sign off on it because the internet, it depends on where you're going.
Because when you
anybody can put anything down.
Kelley
Blue Book is something else.
Because when I go online, I've been online and want to know the value of my vehicle because I'm getting ready to trade it in.
Right.
And it says, is it in good condition, fine condition? You know, and you know, even though it's got rust all the down one side of the car,
you put good.
I'm saying excellent condition, you know.
As we say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Is that correct?
In my opinion, it's worth $100,000.
And so my opinion is, you know, subjective to, you know, what I think.
That's what my compliance officer said.
That's why IRS wants you to get some outsider.
In your opinion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so.
Hey, give that phone number again a couple times to make sure people know where to
call and give. Okay, that toll-free number again, 888-221-8990. You can call from anywhere and make a donation today. We are a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry, and I was thinking that if someone out there would like to give a gift to help out here today, we've had some $500 matching funds challenges, $1,000. You mentioned, you know, someone could give $1,000. They know that's going to lower their tax burden at the end of the year.
Sure.
That might be a reason for them to call and give.
That's right.
And those of you that are sitting around there with some stock you bought a long time ago that you never plan on cashing in, now is a really good time to call Pastor Tom and say, you know, guess what? Pastor Tom, Joe Martek, and Vince Rosino said we should give you that stock now.
Yes, and I've gained. They may have some IBM stock from 90 years ago,
and that could be, and it could be worth a whole lot more than they paid for it. But if they cashed it in themselves, they'd be paying capital gains tax. But if they give it to WCNO, they're not going to have a taxable consequence, and they have a monster tax deduction, which can literally help them in their taxes.
Again, mm-hmm. It's limited to your
now,
adjusted gross
income. Now, if someone did something like that, would we be liable for tax, even though we're
No.
So once we get it, if we cashed it in.
That's all. Hey, take the money.
It's tax exempt. Used for charitable purposes, then.
Oh, okay.
Once you're an approved, which you are, and the money goes into the general operating account or however the accounting does, there is no consequence. So, I mean, literally, this can be a very, very nice gift. And the reality is this. When you talk to your CPA, Vince Rosino, or any other credible tax person, CPA, they would show you how this can affect you positively on a tax standpoint. I mean, let's face it, we're all going to die. And the government says, if you don't have it figured out, they've got it all figured out for you.
Yeah. They're going to take it.
How much do you have? Write a check,
right? And then the heirs would say, gee, you know, if we'd done just a little bit of planning ahead of time, we could have had that money go to a good purpose rather than, not that I'm saying going to the government's a bad purpose.
No,
we got to pay, got to have roads and highways.
We got to have that.
Yeah.
But I would tons rather, I had a buddy of mine that just inherited an obscene amount of money. And he said, you know, I got all that money and I paid all this tax on it. And I noticed how the clock never quit spinning on the deficit and it
just
make
kept
a
going.
Dent in how much money the government is.
I don't know if it's still there, George. Remember they used to have that clock in Times Square?
Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
was the debt clock.
I think it got to spinning so fast it broke.
That's what I think.
And they ran out of digits. Hey, you know, speaking of little bit.
They don't count that high.
Speaking, folks, you know, this is, let me just interject. We're trying to raise some money here, but once in a while I have to talk about something else other than Burl Ives being our you know, moderator here. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Now, if you're tempted to give money, but you haven't written that number down, now's a good time because I'm going to repeat it again two more times. That way, in case you forget it, you'll have it written down. And that is 888-221-8990. Toll-free number. Dial 1-888-221-8990.
And when you call, we'll get that pledge, and we'll mail out a letter to you. And you don't even have to write the check today. You don't have to put it on a credit card today, but you can send it when you can. And there's no interest, and there's no late fee. That's a pretty good deal.
I like that, no late fee. What about bad check charges?
Anyway.
You know when people talk millions and billions and trillions, how most of us don't really pay attention?
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, you know, this is trivia now, but it's perspective. It's one of my more favorite stories, and I'm interjecting this because mm-hmm. you're running out of voice power here, Patrick.
Yes, I am. I'm drinking my herbal tea over here.
Well, I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's good.
A million seconds. Tick, 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 tick is 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A billion seconds is 32 years.
Wow.
A trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
Wow.
Just to kind of put things in a perspective, because most of our checkbooks are missing a few of these zeros, so we don't really, when you hear these numbers, you don't pay much attention. But all I'm trying to say is, anybody sitting out there
when they start talking about $1 trillion, they're talking about a lot of money.
I mean, imagine standing in front of a fireplace throwing dollar bills in as fast as you can.
You could shovel it in fast
enough. To do a trillion, you only got to live 32,000 years.
That's it. Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, listen, the 12 days would upset me.
That's right.
That's a million.
That's it. Well, the lines are open. We're going to get back to another song here real quickly, and then we're going to come back, wrap it up here. And we want to thank Joe and Vince. They've been here. If you have any questions about charitable contributions and stuff, or you have a question about that, normally they take phone calls here on the air when they're here for the program. So maybe you have a question about charitable giving.
Sure.
If it's charitable giving and the question concerns that, then why not call the station and let them know out front that you want to, you know, get on the air with us and ask that question?
Sure.
And we'll try to
today,
get an answer
today
for
we're
you.
Not talking about the rest of the stuff we normally do, but obviously they can call the station anytime except during this
event to try to make sure Pastor Tom stays employed.
That's right.
There you go.
and that the gospel continues right here on the air.
Amen.
That's what it's about.
That's,
whether I'm employed or not, I want to see the station continue.
That too.
Because all right.
What else am I going to do on 4 o'clock Friday or Wednesday afternoon?
Well, I don't know. You'll find somebody else to pick on, I know.
It'd be hard to find a duplicate of Pastor Tom, though, I'll tell you. Well, maybe not. Now, think about it.
When I've been far from you and broken your heart in two, it was your love that brought me back home. Lord, you've always cared for me. Lord, you've been there faithfully. When the teardrops fall,
look what you've done.
What have you
is
done?
The song. You well, that's the name so of the song. Look what you've done. Here on WCNO.
I thought you were yelling at me.
No, I wouldn't yell at you. Not today, anyway.
Not today. All right.
I'm here with Joe Martek and Vince Rosino. They're here, part of the Team Martek. You normally hear their program every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and they talk about financial matters and investments and real estate and legal things with Gregory Fasula and
taxes,
you name it, they
mortgages.
Talk about it. And it's always a call-in program that you can call in and get an answer to your question. And if you'd like to ask questions today about charitable giving, maybe taxes and how that affects you, maybe you have a situation you need some clarification on, you've got a few minutes here to do that. And normally they're done by 5 o'clock, but they might hang around here just for a minute or two after and talk to you.
Well, let's talk about specifically what we were talking about during when we were off air.
Okay.
And that is the difference between a will and a trust. Because, and I've heard it too, people say, Pastor Tom, I'm going to leave your ministry X number of dollars or something in my will. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good thing. That's a wonderful thing. And then Vince and I were saying, hey, now wait a minute. Let's say that it's $50,000 or $100,000 or pick a number. Instead of doing it when we die, let's do it now and put it into a trust.
Right.
Now, I'm not
taking... Now, what's the advantage of putting it in a trust now as opposed to leaving it in a will?
Very big advantage.
Big advantage.
Let's say it is $100,000. Use that as a number. What happens is that there's a technical calculation. They present value. They assume you're going to earn a certain amount of money over the time that from now, they use your lifespan. They said, okay, you're going to earn X dollars of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the 100 translates backwards to today's dollars of 50,000. You get the tax deduction for 50,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting it in a trust, the tax deduction is going to come about today when the money goes into the trust.
So immediate, once I put it into the trust,
right?
Now, immediately.
This is an irrevocable
trust.
You put it in, you can't change your mind.
You can't take it out.
Nope.
So once I do this, it's like jumping off the cliff. Once you're out there, you're done.
However.
You know, you got to do it.
However.
Okay.
However. Now that money's sitting in the trust, and that's what the charity is going to get, but I am allowed, depending on how you set up the trust, to take an income off of that. So let's say I'm this lady, and I've got $1 million sitting in there, and I'm taking $300,000 a year or $30,000 a year or $50,000 a year from it, and I want to continue taking that income, but I do want the church or WCNO to get a big portion of that money when I die. Well, I give it to them now in a trust. They don't physically get the money, but what they do, they count it as an asset because it's irrevocable, and the giver, this person, gets to take the income off it just like they are now, but they get a tax deduction immediately.
So if it's a $50,000 or $1 million
whatever
trust,
the number is,
then they deduct that $1 million at that time?
Yeah.
Do they get a percentage of it?
No, they get a percentage of it.
They get a percentage of it.
It's present valued based on what the estimated earnings are going to be over the life.
So, what they do,
so there's a formula.
There is a formula.
Okay.
And the whole thing has to be done with an accountant. You can't just automatically say this is the exact system. Each person is individual based on their individual tax structure.
Well, keep in mind that it is limited by adjusted gross income. So you have to look at what all the giving for a given person is to see if it's going to be worth their while today.
Right.
Maybe they hold it off till
next
year.
That's why we have a CPA.
Okay, well, we're going to be going to the news here in just a minute. I want to thank you both for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
it was our
pleasure. If you have questions, give us a call here at the station. They'll be here for a few minutes, and then we're going to be back for the final hour here. We'll wrap up our fundraising today, but I hope this information's been helpful to you. It's been enlightening to me. And who knows, it might be a blessing to some other ministry or church or organization out there at some time, and that would be good. So it's time now for the news. Let's hear that station ID.
This is WCNO, Palm City.